Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Essence Reveal podcast. I am over the moon about my guest today, the lovely Leslie Chigwarda. I met Leslie through her free Facebook group, The Savvy Luminary, and absolutely fell in love with everything she was doing. I bought everything, you know, all of her courses, and it has been transformational for me. So Leslie, welcome and thank you.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much, Christina, for having me. This is just such my happy place chatting with you.
Thank you. As it is for me. And like I was saying before we even started, I feel like we could probably go on for 3 or 4 hours, probably do like a weekend retreat together and just have so much to talk about. So what we're talking about here is distilled, and there's just so much more. So repeatedly throughout this podcast, I'm going to keep saying, go to Leslie's website, newmooncreative.co. Just go there and you're just going to learn so much about her and so much about the beautiful work that she's doing.
Oh, thank you, Christina.
Thank you. So I would love to hear how you got into brand astrology. So this is different than your everyday astrology. You do brand astrology specifically. So tell us your story on that.
Oh my goodness, brand astrology. So I am what I call a third career brand astrologer, right? We, you know, like by the time you get to a certain age, you pick up all of these different experiences that you need along the way as you evolve. And so just like you, Christina, I come from a background of classical music. I actually have a master's degree in clarinet. And I was a musician for a really long time. And there's so many parallels between music and astrology, just in like the relationship between two notes or the relationship between two planets, how things harmonize and vibrate and how you tune things up and things like that. So I needed that music degree to really teach me about harmony and harmonics in reading an astrology chart. And then I kind of got, I wanted to not be a broke musician anymore. And so I picked up some web design skills along the way and opened up a web design and branding business to support my professional music habit. And so I could take the gigs that I want and then I could still make money on the side with like kind of a laptop lifestyle. And I did that for about 14 years doing web design and branding. So I got really good at the design part. But what was always missing and really frustrating for me with my web and branding design clients is that I felt even when we were picking out like color palettes or the tone of voice for the website copy and text, I feel like we were always guessing. Just like, oh, this is popular right now. This is in trend. Oh, somebody told me that I should be saying this and this and this, like, right, those shoulds, right? If you can see us, we are nodding our head and like, oh my gosh, all of those freaking shoulds. I was really going through a crisis because I felt that I wasn't really making impact. My clients were doing okay, but they were not making the kind of impact I knew that they could really be making. And this one, I was like, I'm just going to throw in the towel. I'm just going to like close down my business, work for Starbucks. You know, that's always like the plan B is Starbucks.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. And so in this act of desperation, I opened up my natal chart. And one of the things that I didn't mention is that I'd always loved astrology since I was like a little elementary school girl learning that I was Aquarius for the first time. And so always on the side, I had all of my spiritual books in the closet, always learning about astrology. And I looked to my natal chart and I was like, oh, give me an answer. Please give me an answer. What am I supposed to do? And it was like a flash of aha, because everything that I learned about what you need in your business and your brand, just like Reveal Your Essence brand, right? There's like, we need to have a clear archetype of our brand personality, our brand values, our communication style, a tagline, our whys, our mission, our social impact, like all of these things. And I was like, hold on here. Our brand is not just like this one singular archetype, but about a lot of different, a multifaceted archetype that in our natal charts, I was like, ooh, this represents this. This represents this. The sun, this, and everything. It just kind of connected the dots, like in just like this flash. And I kid you not, in like less than 3 months, I had an entirely new framework around our own leadership and our brand identity based on our natal chart. But the story doesn't end there, because, you know, it's like one of those things, once you find that thing, then all the doors start to open for you. And so I got a bunch of people fell into my lap, like an astrology mentor, a business coach that really helped me kind of get my solid footing in my business. This business has just kind of taken off ever since.
Oh, I got chills as you were telling that story, because we do the same thing. We just go about it in different ways. And I love the different ways that we go about it, and they go hand in hand, and yet they're each standalone. And so just learning about the multifaceted brand, because isn't that's perfectly describes what we're both trying to do with our clients, is help them see that it is not the trending color palette, not the font palette that the another person, you know, that's a healthy rival uses. No, in fact, what I found and why I got into this niche was because myself included, and so many people were spending tens of thousands of dollars to get something that really was visually beautiful, but it didn't feel in alignment. And so people would see their website, consume their copy, and then go to them. And it was like, whoa, like not good or bad, just this isn't aligning. And so with what you do with your Astro brand, and I would love to just share here. So I've been in this branding space for quite a while, all about revealing your essence, whether it's through music and performance or the business. And when I took Leslie's class, Written in the Stars, which, by the way, is an amazing price point. Like what I got out of that class, I would have paid so much more. So congratulate you for offering it at such an accessible price point. And I went to that and it blew my mind. Suddenly had all this new vocabulary, this archetypal energy, which I really resonate with, that I hadn't seen in astrology. Even though I've been a student of astrology, it just opened up the doors to the way that I was able to see astrology, myself, even my clients. Because looking at people's charts before was something that I sometimes did just for my own information. But now looking at it, it's like you graduate from playing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to playing, I don't know, Mozart or Beethoven.
Like a full symphony.
And so it's absolutely amazing. If you are in business, can I just please encourage you, join Leslie and Written in the Stars. It's going to change things up for you. Anyways, I know that was a little infomercial. I'm passionate about it. I mean, I have these books desk side, like all the time. So if you're listening instead of watching, I just held up the graphics and the booklets and the workbooks that Leslie makes for these classes. They're literally sitting right there within arm's reach for me at any time.
Oh, I love that, Christina. Yes. So I, you know, going back to your work and my work and how we are both kind of approaching this idea of brand, like if, you know, our brand isn't just our logo, it's not just like the way that we dress or our personality. It's really that what you call the aligned or that authentic representation of what's really inside. Yeah. Right. And when we take all of those bits and pieces and we give it specific language, especially I've noticed for a lot of maybe my spiritual entrepreneurs or my purposeful change makers, where their vision is so big that they don't necessarily have all of the specific language to really call in their ideal people. It's like when we start to look at astrology and start bringing in that archetypal language, all of a sudden we get these like really specific hits and points. And so I love your approach with your Taurus rising, just like so embodied, and how does the sensuality and the tactileness of being in that brand feel for you? And then me as a Gemini rising, it's always about like questioning and asking questions. And so completely different approaches, but like with the end result of finding that authentic way that we present ourselves in the world to make a memorable impact.
Absolutely. And when we talk about that memorable impact, you know, the people that are listening to this podcast, they're people who want to make an impact. They're people who want to help evolve humanity. And whatever that looks like, as far as a family circle, all the way out to, you know, very large audiences, but that impact is so incredibly important. Mm-hmm. And if we're not visible, if we're not presenting in a way that is in alignment, then we cannot make that impact.
Yeah. If we don't speak up, if we don't communicate, if we don't express our values, if we don't like live by our values, then that's when you know when there's something that's not quite in alignment. And if it's not in alignment, it's just like your car, you know, the cars go out of alignment. It's really hard to get up that hill.
Oh yeah. No, that's a great analogy. So yes, this multifacetedness. So speaking of multifaceted, mm-hmm. and we mentioned that you are a classically trained musician, professional musician, trained with a master's degree. Will you just talk a little bit about your musical career and specifically this beautiful, impactful project that you're involved in now?
Oh, yes. Thank you. So, you know, I have a master's degree in music, and I thought when I was getting my degrees that I was going to have an orchestral job. And what I found out as I was kind of going through my music career, and yes, I've, you know, freelanced in a lot of professional orchestras, and even in San Francisco, I every once in a while get to play with the San Francisco Ballet and Opera. But what I found out is that as a little clarinetist who's not the principal clarinetist, I have such a small voice in those orchestras. And I'm personally somebody who likes to be heard. orchestra started really feeling a lot very oppressive to me. About 15, 18 years ago, I got an invitation to play in a woodwind quintet. So flute, oboe, clarinet, bassoon, and French horn. And that's a pretty traditional chamber ensemble. And the founder only wanted to play music written by Latin American composers. And I was very transparent that I'm not Latin American. I kind of look a little bit Puerto Rican, but that's because I'm half Filipino and half Jewish. And so I guess that makes Puerto Rican. It does not. but so in that process of that 18 years, we set out to play more Latin American musicians, like basically musicians, like composers that nobody was hearing of, even though there was this wealth of like composers and just this wealth of beautiful music. What ended up happening in our quest to just play more music is that we ended up sparking a movement. We ended up sparking a movement in really bringing more diversity and equity, not just in the musicians and orchestras and professional classical musicians, but also more equity in terms of how bigger organizations like presenters and orchestras were programming musicians of color, not just saving, you know, Mexican composers for like Dios de los Muertos or like, you know, or May 5th or anything like that, but making it part of the regular repertoire. And so now our quintet, we still perform, we still tour, but one of our biggest things that we do of impact is that we support other young professional Latin American musicians with their personal and professional development.
Mm-hmm. As a music educator for most of my life, I started my music studio when I was 16 years old. I'm so touched by your mission just because there are so many beautiful pieces of music, amazing composers that just, you know, for whatever reason, and there's a multitude of reasons, including, you know, just systemic racism. And
oh, yeah.
Like this is a real thing. And so having that be there and then also just helping people that are disadvantaged to be able to work in that professional development and have opportunities to be the superstars and to, like we were talking about before, be visible and make impact.
Yes. One of the things that I notice, especially with the communities, like the communities that my quintet's called Quinteto Latino, but even like in our communities, like on our online communities of like more spiritual entrepreneurs, like we don't have, like it was at one time, it was really hard to find each other. Like there wasn't a community. And so you're working against the status quo, thinking that you're crazy because everybody's gaslighting you and telling you that you're supposed to fit and should fit into this teeny tiny little narrow definition when you obviously don't. And so one of the biggest things that I see happening over and over again, and I highly recommend people, you know, really bringing this to heart, is finding your people, creating your own belonging. And so you have this support group to do those big, scary things and to know that, no, you are not crazy.
Oh, you're speaking my language as a Cancer sun, and that community, that place of inclusivity and safety. It's so important, and yes, it's beautiful that that you're doing. I cannot wait to hear your music, and I hope we can do some kind of collaboration of some kind, and I can get you to my state where there are young Latin American musicians that I want to them to see what you guys are doing. It's so
well. I know our souls are working on something.
On a few different things, because I've had a few downloads too. So our souls are meeting up there in the astral plane, and it's just going to download in the perfect timing. So good. And so you talk about, you know, you've got this vision and how this movement of your music group has just expanded. The movement and the vision of your business has expanded. That's been one of the fun things that I've been privileged to watch in your business. And as I listen to your podcast, is you're switching some things up. Will you talk to us about your vision, your mission, your purpose, and where you're headed?
Yes. Oh my goodness. So when I first like discovered the astrology and leadership and branding thing for in my own work, and it's in the zeitgeist, like there's a lot of astrology coming up, and that's so beautiful. Like, I don't believe in this. I don't believe in competition. We're all doing our things our own way. And in the beginning, when I first had my aha, I was just really looking for something innovative and for myself. And I'm an Aquarius sun. I have a lot of Aquarius in me. And so I'm always like, how can I be different? How can I be different? While resisting, while saying like, oh, I can't be too different enough. People are going to think I'm so weird, right? There's always like this kind of balance that you're always trying to like break free from. And so at that beginning, it was really, really about just finding my own thing. But as I've grown my business and as more people have gone through my teachings and worked with me, I've seen how you earlier said it was like a game changer in our work, but I've also seen how this is like a life changer in people's lives. Just like how they take more initiative, how people take more meaningful risks, how people move past their own blocks and stories, because I'm really presenting astrology in this very empowering and non-judgmental, non-fear-mongering way. Like I despise astrologers who talk about unlucky and detrimental planets and bad aspects and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you're missing the whole gift. if you're just like judging things, right? And so in the last year or so, as I've kind of stepped back from creating so much content, I kind of wanted to create some space to see what was that next thing. And I kept on getting messages that it needs to be a movement, that more and more people need to really embrace not just their astrology, not just their spirituality, but also all of those intuitive gifts that in our society and culture, we've been told that it's dangerous, that it's the devil's work, that it's, you know, that don't trust your instincts, don't trust your emotions. This is business. Don't take it personally. And I want to change that entire narrative, because when we can learn how to trust our intuition, it never leads us astray. When we can see our natal charts and see our true gifts, then we can break free of all those shoulds, because somebody told you that you had to like bulk plan and bulk create all of your content, and like you'd rather like pull your teeth out. It's like, yeah, don't do it.
Oh, I love this. And I think that everybody listening is like, wow, I'm ready to join this movement. I know who my listeners are. They're yes. ready to join you. We're in the same movement here. And that's one thing that I'd love to see so much in the spiritual entrepreneur communities that we now have a lot more access to, is this idea of, you know, it's the age of the divine yin energy. That's what I'm calling it. It is just, let's bring in this divine yin, this flow, this receptiveness to our intuition, to all those beautiful downloads. It's changing up the way that our world does business. And we're showing that it can happen, that you can have whatever success looks like to you. It can happen for you. Yes. It doesn't have to be done the same way that it's always been done. And because it works for one person, it may not work for you. That peace, that intuition. And like I said, when I could have taken both Written in the Stars and Star Powered with you. That was really one of the biggest messages that I walked away from through that archetypal energy and embracing my Taurus rising. Mm-hmm. As somebody who's moved through life at a very fast pace,
yeah,
I have been denying my intuition and what my body is telling me. And I knew that, but I didn't necessarily have vocabulary around it. It was just this loose idea in my head of, I really do want to slow down, but then I had all the fear around it. And when I took your course and I saw the Taurus rising and the archetypal energy around that, it opened my mind and I went, there it is. Now that I've been able to label it something, I mean, I'm not a believer in, you know, these labels that are a box,
right?
Labeling an emotion, labeling a thought, labeling a feeling, just having a vocabulary word makes it real.
Yes.
And that's what your course did for me. In fact, I'm going to give one more example, and I use this a lot. So if you've heard this, listeners, it's because it's a good analogy. So a few thousand years ago, people couldn't see the color blue. It wasn't labeled. People couldn't see it until they labeled it. And then all of a sudden, people could see this color that's really, I mean, like the sky is blue, the ocean is blue. You know, there are some flowers. Like, blue is not an overly abundant natural color, but it's abundant enough.
Oh, yes.
To be able to see it. You're missing a huge thing. And so when people could label that color, they could see it. And that's what it was like for me. It was like you were saying, here's the color blue. And all of a sudden my eyes opened and I went, I can see it. Now I can do something about it.
Yes. Oh, I love the example that you gave earlier. It's like, so like you can play like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star on your instrument, you know, like five notes that it is. And then all of a sudden you see that twinkle twinkle through an astrology chart and you're like, oh my goodness, this is a whole like multidimensional map to my being.
Yeah, a symphony. It's yes. like the Twinkle Twinkle Little Star was one line of, you know, the 50 staff symphony that we're looking at.
All of the harmonies and all the colors and the textures and the undercurrents and the directions. Oh, it's all in there.
It's all in there. It's so, so amazing. So Leslie, I know that after listening to this, there are people that are going to want to join your movement, become involved with you. What are some of the ways that people can become involved with you?
Oh my goodness. There are many, many ways, so I'll keep it kind of short and concise. The easiest way, and just such divine timing to chat with you today, is the course that Christina was mentioning is called Written in the Stars. And we're getting started for a live cohort, and I only offer this cohort twice a year. So this will be the last time in 2022, the summer cohort. And it's a 5-day mini training that just sets the foundation so that that you can understand all of the symbols and read your natal charts, begin to understand the symbols to read your natal chart for your change making work and your visionary leadership. And that's the one that I'm really the most excited about right now, just because that is like the doorway, the portal into my world, because I teach you the language that you need to know in order to continue on this kind of astrological change making work. And it's really a prerequisite for all of my upcoming courses and certification. And hundreds of people have been through Written in the Stars by now. It's 5 days. And during the live cohort, I show up live every day to answer your questions. So, because there's always questions, I don't want to leave people flying around, hanging on there like burning questions. I want to answer those questions. Sometimes I remember when we were doing Star Powered, sometimes those lives would end up being like 3 hours long. We were just going.
I was trying to fly because it was so good. Even listening to somebody else, I would get so many downloads. Those mirrors were just so there.
It's so amazing. And I believe in the serendipity, and I believe in the groups that just kind of form each other. Like they're forming somewhere here and there that I don't even know what's going to happen yet. But I know that the people that come, they go through this like big change together, and they make partnerships, they make friendships. Like you've made many friends through those memberships. So Written in the Stars is just the easiest way and the most interactive way to spend an entire week with me. And it really is very low cost, because I just want to make it super available to the people that are those star seekers, because I know you're out there.
Absolutely. Can I shamelessly just,
yes,
I'm just going to say my affiliate link, because I
get
approached about doing affiliate stuff all the time, and I'm extremely picky about what I want to promote, and I would promote this class all day long. So it's newmooncreative.co/written-in-the-stars/Christina Jenkins. And that's in the show notes. But if you go there right now, you can sign up for that. And yes, I get a little bit back because Leslie is generous, and because that's what we do affiliate for, is to promote what we love and get a little reward for it. And honestly, I do this even if there was absolutely no financial benefit to me, because I think it's that good.
Oh, thank you. I love sharing the love. And that's one of the things is like, yes, we are here to make money in our businesses. Yes, we are here to profit. But I'm really doing this in a decolonized, equitable way. Like I run my business in a way that my employees have profit sharing. We have a give back, and it's just like, I don't want to, there's more than enough money in the world. I just want to share it.
Beautiful, beautiful. So Written in the Stars is the best way to spend time with you, and every minute with you is a gift. There are a couple of other things that you have where people can access you in a less personal way, but still get more familiar with you. For those of you that aren't quite ready to jump in on this, although I will say the live opportunity is amazing.
Yes, the live is so fun. We just have so much fun, and you get, I'm coming on live daily, so you get to spend time with me. I mean, what's better than that?
August 22nd, right?
August, the week of August 22nd. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. No, seriously, spending time with Leslie is a gift. She over-delivers so well. Anyway.
Well, thank you. The other ways that you can connect with me, I have a couple of books that you can find on Amazon. If you search my name, Leslie Tagorda, I have a book called Star Powered Brand, which I'm in the process of kind of adding more content to that book. And then I also have a podcast where there's a giant library of episodes on archetypal energies and just so much content there. I've taken a little bit of a break from delivering at the height of it. I was delivering 2 episodes a week and kind of burned out from that. So now I just have pop-up episodes when I feel like it.
But you're right. The wealth of information on that, I have listened to almost everyone, and it's taken me like the better part of this year, but the information I've gotten, and that link is also in the show notes.
Yes. It's called the Savvy Luminary.
Yes. So good. Leslie, if you had a piece of advice for anyone listening who is in the process of, because it is an ongoing process. We don't arrive in this lifetime, most people, at fully living in their essence and authenticity all the time. That's what the journey is, right? So in this process of what I call peeling back the layers to reveal your essence, what would be your number one tip to somebody in that journey?
Ooh, yes. The number one tip that I would give right now is to really notice how your intuition speaks to you. Because your intuition is always communicating with you. And we've done a really good job at ignoring it, dismissing it, shunning it. And so really start reconnecting with that intuition. And when you're having those kinds of deep questions or really undecided, just experiment and practice. And where does listen to where your intuition comes from? Is it from your body? Is it from, do you hear it? Do you just feel, have a sense of it? You will be amazed at how your intuition always leads you where you need to go.
Oh, that's a beautiful, beautiful tip. And I just agree absolutely wholeheartedly. Leslie, it has been a joy and a gift to be with you on this podcast today. And listeners, remember, August 22nd is when Written in the Stars starts. And I hope a bunch of you join, because it will be well worth your time.
Oh, thank you for having me, Christina. It is always such a joy to speak with you.
Absolutely. Same. And thank you again, Leslie. Just hang out with me for a second. I'm just going to end this.